Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, senior pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
Oh, me, I know that when I go out right now, it will start raining to spoil your hair. When you go out, because of you, it will start raining. And your hair will get spoiled.
Because you say,
what you believe and you say is what is established in your life. Let's go through it again. What you believe and you say is what is established in your life. I stopped saying that thing about banana.
Yes, yeah, so
and now I eat banana. I'm a champion banana eater.
Odi kwedu pa.
Oh, I eat. Because I kept on saying, it happened once. And I believed it. And I kept on saying,
na debi otaka.
Oh, banana. Those, when I got married, my wife would take banana. Let's see banana.
Or see any kwedu or so.
When I eat, it gets stuck in my throat. And I believed it.
No, OGD.
And so it happened.
And today be an AC.
What have you believed that you have been saying? Oh, me, when I eat snail, rashes will break out. They will break out in
me.
Because you are a child of God and you believe it. And you are saying it. You
are.
But in the same way as it works in the negative, it also works in the positive. As for me, I'm a blessed man. Wherever I go, I'm blessed. Everywhere I go, I receive favor. If you believe what you are saying, you will have it. Hey, that is what Jesus taught.
Us.
Okay. So anytime we are sharing about faith, some people, some believers think that people use faith to try and acquire materialistic things. That is why the whole teaching on faith was brought. But I beg to differ. And I'm going to show you from four different scriptures why I differ from that thought. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we will look at it tonight. And hopefully that will lead us to the very end of our service. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Romans chapter 1 verse
17.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 11. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38. Not to those scriptures. Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. Hebrews 10:38. Let's take Habakkuk 2:4. Habakkuk 2:4 says, behold, his soul which is lifted up
was in
page is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Galatians 3:11. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Can somebody say amen to that? Galatians 3:11. Okay. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Everybody say with me, the just shall live by faith. Now, when you check the meaning of the word just, he's talking about the morally upright. The one who, in another verse, who is straight. It means that even living pure, Living holy, living righteous, can only be done by faith. That is why Galatians 3:11 says that. But that no man is justified by the law, it is evident. Because you see, the law means you use your works, your efforts to gain God's favor. And the Bible is saying that is not possible. For a man to be just, upright, pure, holy, that person can only live by faith. You see, that's why a lot of people are struggling with sin. Because they keep on making resolutions. They do New Year resolutions. They do mid-year resolutions. Some do midweek resolutions. And some do midday resolutions. I will stop this. I won't do this again. I will break this habit of masturbation by myself. And you will keep on failing. You keep on failing. Because it is your strength you are applying. And your strength cannot. Enable you to overcome this thing. The Bible says it is the just. When you see a just man, it's faith that made that person just. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
So it is by faith
that
you can say no to temptation. It is by faith that we overcome sin. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The last scripture is Hebrews 10:38. It says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you here tonight? So we are going to read Romans 6:14. And then I'll tell you some things. And I believe that God will help us. You see, this faith we are talking about is not faith to just acquire things, even though we need many things from God. But this faith helps us to even walk in the way God have us to
work.
So many years ago, I came across this scripture for sin. Can you read with me? Let's read it together. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take it for the last time. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. How many of you believe this scripture? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you believe this scripture, you must say it. Amen.
Amen.
If you really believe it, you must say it. And you must live like this scripture is true. It is when you and I say it, because we believe it, that we have victory over sin. Victory over sin does not come by effort. It does not come by strength. It comes by faith. Can somebody say amen? So in those years I'm talking about, many years ago, I was struggling in some area. Then a friend of mine were chatting, and he shared some things with me. Then I realized that this whole victory over sin, overcoming temptations,
living holy.
It's not so much your personal effort. No. You just like how you believe God for healing, you need to say what God says about you where your life is concerned. So I began to take certain scriptures. This is one of them.
Way back home.
And every single day, I'm sharing with somebody tonight how you can overcome certain things that look like they can never disappear from your life. But tonight, by the grace of God, that yoke is broken. I said that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Every day I will take the scripture. And this is faith. I'll say sin. Then I'll call the particular sin.
No,
I said, you shall not have dominion over me. For I am not under law. I am under grace. And I kept on affirming.
Says,
so what happened?
Oh, nothing.
Physically, I didn't see anything. In fact, I was still struggling. But the more I continued, the more I saw victory. The more I continued, the more I saw victory. Until one day that thing completely disappeared. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's when I realized that
I don't know who said,
even victory over sin comes by faith. May we be imitators of God.
I said,
may we be imitators of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, because if you and I will stand up every day and declare that sin shall not have dominion over
me,
including the sin that has been having dominion over you,
we mentioned it.
That you will not have dominion over me. That is what the word of God says. I am not a slave to sin. The hold of sin is broken over my life. I am a child of God. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I am free from this problem. I'm free from this challenge. The more you and I affirm it, the more you and I say it, the more it is established in our life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For those who are still struggling with masturbation, struggling with pornography, struggling with
sin,
this is the key to your breakthrough. That you say what God says about you. If you have a problem with anger, it is time to say, according to Colossians chapter
2,
praise God,
hallelujah,
that wrath and anger, they are not your portion. That the grace of God is upon your life. That you put on Christ. Those things I'll start from Colossians 2. And I used to confess from verse 1 to verse 15. I knew it. I mean, I didn't really sit down to memorize it, but by reason of confessing the word of God day and night, that thing became a part of my life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Listen. That is how we become partakers of God's divine nature. We say what His word has said about us. Can somebody say amen? I'm teaching you practical truths.
To
walking in the freedom that God has
given
for us. It is by taking hold of the word of God and acting on it. We are told in the Old Testament, in Joshua chapter 6,
Joshua 18,
that God, an angel of God, appeared to Joshua. The angel of God told him, Joshua, this city you are going to fight with, this is God's strategy for winning the war.
Day
one, just walk around the city and go and sleep. Day two, walk around the city, go and sleep. Day three, walk around the city, go and sleep. Day four, day five, day six, but on day seven, he said, go around the city seven times. After you go around seven times, shout and declare that God has given you the victory. Do you know that all the time they were going around, the city didn't change? The walls were still as thick as they were when they started the first day. Second day, the wall was still thick. Even the seventh day, before they shouted, the wall was still standing. And you see, Faith is an act of obedience to the word of God.
Anytime
we obey the word of God, whether you are a city of Jericho, or you are a giant, or you are a sin, or you are a problem, or whatever challenge you are, you will come down in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, after going around 7 times, I want to ask you a question. If you are one of the soldiers going around 7 times,
and
the city is not a house,
it's a city.
Did you hear what I just said? They were not going around the house. They were going around the city. So even you, let's take it that even the city was just like this
community.
It wasn't a small walk. You go around 7 times. And you are part of the soldiers going
now,
around.
Now, Kasraf, one
home. Hebrew.
Direction, man.
What kind of direction is this?
Stomach direction.
Joshua. The people are in there. They are inside, oh.
Nipane ewo fesionechi.
This thing we are doing, crap. Nothing is showing on the wall that anything is
going to happen.
How many times have we gone? Somebody was asking, how many times? I think it's 4. Then they will keep on going.
No, so
somebody asked, how many times? 5. How many times? 6. Hey. Now they are this man of God. All kinds of thoughts could have gone
through.
But the thing was that God said, do it. What was said to Joshua?
He Joshua
did it exactly as God said.
And
when they had gone around the 7th time,
and
they shouted, God has given us
permission.
At the time they were shouting, there was nothing significant to show anything. But because they believed it. I said because they believed it. And because they were acting on the word of God. All they realized was that the city came down. And one day in Bible school they told me
that could be a
that some professor said,
yes,
in the open air, the shout was so loud that it reverberated
and broke the wall.
And I said to myself, that is a greater miracle.
That
you shout in the open air and the wall will come down. We'll give you a thin wall. You will not give you the walls of Jericho.
Yeah, ma, Jericho, first
we'll give you a very thin slender wall. Go around it and shout. To help your shout, we'll give you a trumpet. So that you will shout louder. Church, the walls came down because they obeyed the word of God. The walls came down because they acted in faith. And if you and I will act in faith, every wall will come down. Every barrier will come down. When you open your mouth, the challenges will come down. In the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we are called to be partakers of God's divine nature. What is the formula for that victory? Walk on the wall once a day. Once a day times six. And on the seventh day times seven. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The formula was not that. The formula was obey the word of God. Put God's word into action. I want to challenge you tonight. The Bible says we should be imitators of God. I want you to start speaking to your life. I want you to start speaking into your business. I want you to start speaking over sins that are challenges and begin to start declaring the word of God over them. For too long we have been held in captivity. But tonight that yoke is broken. I said tonight that yoke is broken. That sin cannot follow you out of here. That habit is destroyed in Jesus' name. As we stand on the word of God, that hold is broken over your life. But the Bible says sin shall not have dominion over you. And as we continue affirming and declaring masturbation, you have no hold over me. Fornication, you have no hold over me. Pornography, you have no hold over me. Envy, you have no hold over me. Jealousy, you have no hold over me. Sin shall not have dominion. And as we affirm the word of God, it's not one day. It's not 2 days. We affirm it until we have it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said,
yes, Christ will say,
whatsoever we desire,
Bibia,
when we pray,
say, bompire,
we should believe
yenini,
that we receive.
Say, saka,
when we are praying,
ye bompire,
we should believe
yenini,
that we receive.
Say, saka,
and then we shall have.
Na yen sabeka,
meaning that the have will come later. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, I want you to do something.
And
I want you to speak into your life. I want you to speak into your business. I want you to speak into your home, your family, your marriage. I want you to speak into your academics. It is time to be an imitator of God. The Bible says the whole world was, the worlds were framed. They were framed by the word of God. And so you and I, our world will also be framed by the same word of God. So you too, you can frame your world using God's word. It is time to start speaking. Speak over your life. Concerning your finances, speak over your life. Concerning your business, speak over your life. Concerning any sin, speak over your life. Declare that the hold of that sin is broken. Declare that sin shall not have dominion over you. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God over your life, over your home, over your children, over your business, over the work of your hands. Can you lift up your voice tonight and begin to behave like God? Begin to imitate God. Begin to copy God. Begin to say what the word of God says. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he says you are more than a conqueror. He says the greater one is in you. He says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He says that by his stripes you are healed. He says that you have passed from death unto life. Can you lift up your voice and begin to speak? Speak. That is how God creates things. Imitate God. Copy him. That is what we are doing tonight. Imitate God. Copy him. Speak. Look at the things you don't like. Speak against them. And the things you like, affirm them in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer tonight. Lift up your voice in prayer tonight. I speak over my life in the name of Jesus. A divine health is mine. Divine health is mine. Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And with his stripes I am healed. I affirm that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, because he was made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that I might receive the blessing of Abraham. I affirm tonight, in the name of Jesus, that he was made rich. He was made poor, that I might be made rich. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus upon my life. I speak tonight and declare, no weapon formed against me prospers. Every tongue lifted up against me is already condemned. I condemn that tongue in judgment. I declare, Leketu Shabahanda, my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in soundness of health, in soundness of mind, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my strength and my song. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I affirm the word of the living God. Is somebody affirming God's word? Lift up your voice and declare, speak, 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 speak in the name of Jesus. 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 Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Open your mouth and speak. God is hearing you. The situation is hearing you. Even the devil is hearing you. As you speak, what you declare is what will come to pass. If you believe what you are saying, you shall have what you are saying. Somebody lift up your voice and speak. In the name of Jesus.
I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.